Thousands of Bahraini protesters have taken part in the funeral of a teenager killed by Saudi-backed Bahraini security forces. The opposition says police shot Ahmad Said Shams at close range in Sar village on Wednesday. But Manama says he died of a neck fracture. Yemeni protesters have taken to the streets of the capital Sana'a to call for an end to President Ali Abdullah Saleh's rule. They also want a new constitution and a change in the judicial system. Saleh has offered to transfer his powers to a caretaker government, but stay in office until elections. U.S. airstrikes on Libya have reportedly killed dozens of civilians. A top Vatican official says 40 were killed in a bomb attack in Tripoli. Meanwhile, heavy fighting continues in the city of Misrata, and revolutionary forces are trying to capture the eastern oil town of Brega. Meanwhile, Turkey says it's against the idea of arming Libyan revolutionary forces fighting to oust Libya's embattled ruler Muammar Gaddafi. Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan says any such move is inappropriate as it will give rise to a different status in the country. Tokyo's electric power company says a radioactive substance about 10,000 times the normal limit has been detected from groundwater around Fukushima's number one reactor. Radiation in seawaters off Japan's stricken nuclear plant now exceeds 4,300 times the legal limit. Japan's radiation has already spread to most Chinese provinces. A blast targeting a Pakistani politician has left 13 people, including three policemen, dead in the northwest of the country. This is the second day during which Fazal Ur-Rahman has managed to escape an assassination attempt. Officials say his convoy was attacked as he was heading to a rally in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Kuwait's cabinet has submitted its resignation to the country's ruler at an extraordinary meeting. The move comes after lawmakers filed petitions to question three ministers, all senior members of the Sabah ruling family, the foreign and information ministers, as well as a deputy premier for economy, are to be grilled. And finally, ministers from the group of 20 leading economies have discussed challenges facing the global monetary system in China. During a meeting, they agreed the Chinese currency should be included in the International Monetary Fund's special drawing rights basket. They say the move would make the global monetary order more representative.